From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. It wasn't hatred of illegal immigrants, but the desire to return a favor. That's what Leah Carson, one of the two former state workers convicted for her role in compiling and distributing a list of 1,300 purported undocumented residents, told the Utah Attorney General's office while being questioned. It came in a 3.5-hour video obtained by the Salt Lake Tribune, which has reported on it extensively and posted the video online. Crime reporter Nate Carlisle co-authored this story and joins me now in the studio. Hi, Nate.
Hi, Jeff.
Nate, so how did the Tribune obtain this video?
We put in a records request with the Attorney General's office, and 2 weeks later it was arrived on my desk in a compact disc.
So what does Leah Carson say is the main motivation for her helping Teresa Bassett, the other woman convicted in this incident with the list?
Well, Teresa Bassett was doing a lot of nice things for Leah Carson. Mm-hmm. According to Carson, Bassett was giving her rides to and from work. She had given her a few extra household items. She'd taken her to dinner. And remember, Leah Carson is a mother of five children and appears to be raising those children largely alone. And so eventually Carson just started providing names to Bassett as a way of repaying these favors.
Mm-hmm. And she even says at one point her relationship with Bassett was so close she referred to her as mommy.
That's correct. And that was in the midst of Bassett doing all these nice things for Carson.
So how exactly did she help Bassett out here? What were their two distinct roles in this whole incident, according to the interview?
Well, yes, according to the interview, Carson says Bassett approached her to tell her that she was compiling this list of alleged undocumented immigrants. And Carson says she didn't want anything to do with it at first. But then, as I said, to repay these favors, she would write down the name and personal information of someone she thought was an undocumented immigrant. She'd write it on a sticky note, and usually as she already had a legitimate reason to be in that person's file. And then she would hand that sticky note to Bassett at the end of the day, or many notes in some cases, just depending on how many she compiled that day.
Let me play a brief clip of the interview with Leah Carson here.
I came to my senses, but it was a little too late, but because I had already given it to her.
So what strikes you about Carson's behavior in this interview, her demeanor throughout it?
Well, you do hear her laughing quite a bit, but she also clarifies in the interview that that's a nervous habit, that she does realize this was a very serious matter, and she's trying to take it seriously. And the Attorney General's office has given her credit for cooperating through this case and helping them find out how this occurred.
Now, there is one exact quote that Carson tells the investigators about her reaction when she saw the list featured on the news after it was released to media outlets. What does she tell them?
I'm not sure I want to say this on the air, but
oh yeah, you can.
All right, she says she crapped her pants. That was actually she didn't find out from the news. A supervisor at the Department of Workforce Services emailed the staff to say that this had come out and they were investigating the list. That was the first Carson had learned of it.
What have you learned, not just from this interview, but through other sources in the DWS, about Carson's personal life and how she got along with other people in this department while she was working there?
Carson got along with everybody pretty well by accounts in the documents from the Attorney General's office. Mm-hmm. Bassett, on the other hand, was not liked, according to the documents. Co-workers said she was mean and rude, and one even said that Bassett treated her tenure in the Midvale office of the Department of Workforce Services like it was a prison camp.
And Bassett wasn't there for very long, right, overall?
Well, not in the Midvale office very long. That's correct. She arrived in February, and that's how her and Carson got close. Carson was assigned to train Bassett, mm-hmm. And so they're working very closely every day. And then it was February or March, I believe, that Bassett told Carson that she was compiling this list, and Carson helped her with this for about 2 months.
So if there's a videotaped interview with Leah Carson with these investigators, does that mean there's also an interview we'll be seeing with Teresa Bassett in the Tribune not too far from now?
Not to my knowledge. Remember, Teresa Bassett still publicly denies that she had anything to do with this list. She's denied it to reporters who have approached her. She's even denied it in court. She did technically plead guilty in state court, but she took what's called an Alford plea, which means she still denies she did it, but admits there's enough evidence to convict her.
Right.
And so she never sat for an interview with attorney general's investigators. She did provide handwriting and DNA samples to investigators in their presence, but to my knowledge, there's no recording of that, and I'm not sure what the recording would provide us at this point anyway.
And neither of these women have been talking to reporters recently at all, I would imagine.
Correct. Carson has refused all of our interview requests. Bassett has made a short statement to a few reporters in court, again denying that she had anything to do with it.
We've been speaking with Salt Lake Tribune crime reporter Nate Carlisle. He and Lindsay Whitehurst are the authors of a report on Leah Carson, who spoke with investigators in the Attorney General's office about her role in compiling a list of 1,300 purported undocumented immigrants in Utah. Nate, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeff.